the music of New Orleans is a gumbo of traditions. Tipitina, tra-la-la-la. Think of the 1950s. This tune by Professor Longhair. A song so beloved they even named a famous music club Tipitina's. Now fast forward to 2019. This new album by the New Orleans band Galactic. These two songs may seem, in fact they are, wildly different, but there is a connection. Band members of Galactic now own Tipitina's, the legendary club on the corner of Napoleon and Chapultepec. We're joined now from the studios of WWNO in New Orleans, Galactic Stanton Moore. Thanks for being with us.
Yes, indeed.
And Ben Elman, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
So, you guys have been playing gigs at Tipitina's for 25 years. What made you decide to buy the place? Wait, was your bar tab that huge?
Yeah, right. I mean, that's a good question. Well, to be honest, I can remember numerous times in numerous interviews where every member of the band has been quoted as saying that it was our favorite place to play. It is our musical home away from home. So it's been in the back of our minds for maybe 20 years where it's been a pipe dream. And then for 10 years, we've kind of been kidding ourselves like, oh, well, you know, when we own Tips. And then for the last 2 years, we've been talking to the previous owner and it was a 7-month negotiation process. So here we are.
So you're going to raise it and turn it into a parking lot?
Oh, yeah, condos.
Oh, my word. Well, what changes do you plan to make or no changes whatsoever? What are you going to preserve?
Yeah, some of the changes that we have done so far is repainting the dressing rooms, changing out the couches. We've already put in a new sound system, trying to have the new commercial-grade toilets in by Jazz Fest. So,
very important.
You know, so we are doing what we can as we go.
So keep the feeling, just put in nicer bathrooms.
Yes, exactly.
Let's talk about music now. We're going to turn to your new album. Already Ready Already is your 10th record. A track now that has Erica Falls singing Touch Get Cut.
Backwater woman who thick in my veins. Hoodoo mama hit you like a hurricane. Hummingbird, that's some melpomene. Touch me, mister, and I'll show you who I be.
Erica is one of the greatest singers out of the city of New Orleans who's been with us for a few years now. And I'll tell you actually about the title. Touch Get Cut is what she would always write on her leftover food that she would leave on the bus to make sure that nobody would eat it. And she would always write Touch Get Cut. So it just felt like an appropriate title for a song featuring her.
Never invite yourself, my mama said.
It's become like a tagline for her. And then she started writing these lyrics and made it slightly different subject matter, but...
All right. Well, I'm glad you say that because I was on the verge of being disappointed because I thought this was all metaphorical, a larger theme about the oppression of women in the world today. I didn't think it was about leaving a snack on a tour bus.
Right, right. And to use her words, she intentionally is referencing the Me Too movement, but the original title came from that. So it had a whimsical beginning, but much more serious lyrical content as we developed the song, as she developed the lyrics.
Stan Moore, of course, you play the drums. Ben Elman, the sax and harmonica. You folks have been together for a long time, haven't you?
Too long. No, Ben and I actually, Ben is one of my best friends, and we've been together since before Galactic. We started touring together in 1994 with the New Orleans Klezmer All-Stars. So Ben and I have been on the road together for 25 years.
So when it comes to actually running Tipitina's, which one of you is going to bust the dishes? Which one of you is going to wash them? What do you
we
have
draw
in mind?
Straws.
It'd probably be me because I was the past cook in that place, so I'd probably get tasked with the dishes.
You were a cook at Tipitina's.
I was the fry cook there in the early 90s.
So you could be called into service again, right? Somebody calls in sick?
Yeah. Luckily, the kitchen is now gone, so I don't think that's going to happen.
I noticed, Stanton Moore, you told a reporter recently, I love this quote, that you should play your gig like it's your own wedding.
Yes. And I used to say, try to play every gig like it's your last, or try to play every gig like it's the only gig that's being recorded and filmed, and this is the only record. And then I started to realize that's putting a lot of pressure on yourself. So then I started kind of rethinking that. And then I got married October 13th, and I had Shannon Powell on drums. So they got me up to play a couple tunes. I think I played like maybe three tunes, and I had so much fun. It was such a blast. So I started saying, you know, play every gig like it's your wedding, because it was so much fun for me. And now that we have Tipitinas, people ask me, well, what goes through your mind? I say, well, play every gig like you own the place. And now with Tips, we do. But, you know, you don't want to be cocky. You just want to play with confidence and joy.
We took a look at your tour schedule. You're not playing on Mardi Gras.
Well, no.
Well, we play Lundi Gras, which is the Monday before Fat Tuesday, and we've been doing that for almost 20 years now, yeah. At Tipitinas.
We usually play till about 6:30 in the morning when the sun comes up. So really, we do play Mardi Gras morning, just really early.
It's a breakfast show.
Yeah.
Stanton Moore and Ben Elman from Galactic. Their new album is already, I can barely say it. The new album, Already Ready, Already. Wait, Already no. Ready, Already. Why don't you do it?
It's Already Ready, Already.
Okay, thank you. And the new owners of Tipitinas, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.